I think you have a remarkable situation where the Taoiseach and the government and the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, have no objections to the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, calling and suggesting that there would be a new independence referendum in Scotland, while at the same time objecting to Sinn Féin's call for the same referendum here in Ireland. The fact is that the English voters have voted to leave the European Union. The people of the north of Ireland and the people of Scotland are opposed to that, and they should not have the will of English voters forced down their throat. So we need to stand by the democratic wishes of the people of the north of Ireland and of Scotland, and I expect consistency in that approach from our Taoiseach and from the Fianna Fáil leader.
Some are of the opinion, though, that a united Ireland and opting to remain in the EU are two very different things, and therefore it wouldn't lead to a vote on a united Ireland.
Well, even if a vote takes place in the north of Ireland and the proposition for a united Ireland is rejected, at least we have had the debate. At least we can talk about why we in Sinn Féin believe that a united Ireland would be not only the best thing for all of the people of Ireland, but would be in our economic interests, why we would benefit financially, economically, why our public services would benefit. We need to have that debate. I watch again and again the failure of both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who both claim to be united Ireland parties, Republican parties, and who reject even the suggestion that we would have a vote on this matter, that we would have a debate, a real debate on this matter. What are they afraid of, I have to ask?